Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
My good friend, Brink Trust, an amazing book that I encourage you to check out. And of course, 20 years of with Archie has put many of us, you and me both, on a better track to not only realizing how the power of trust, but to claim it and to protect it and to leverage it. Archie, thank you for that. And one of the things that I want you to talk to us about. Everything that happens, the faster we go, this is the point I've been trying to make for a long time, the faster we go, the more digital we go, the more our analog requirement of trust kicks in. And now we're talking about more, one of the residuals of this pandemic we've just come through, we're coming through, is there will be more remote working, more virtual business will be done. And the farther away we are from each other, the more trust becomes essential, imperative. Archie, what do you think?
That's right. And we have to stay conscious of it. And so this brings up one of the critical points of trust, which is closure. So that when you dialogue with somebody who has some different viewpoints than you do, you're going to, if you do it properly, and there are clear ways to do this properly, which we can go into if you like, but when you do that, you're going to come to some conclusions now, and therefore you're going to make some promises. Now, these promises, it's very important that they have an end point to them. So in other words, you say, well, I'll do such and such, or I'll investigate such and such, and you'll hear from me by such and such, a real time.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the word soon, your red flag has to go up. And
yep.
If you're remote, you know, this is very, very important. So you want to move from, and even if you can't have a complete result by a certain time, you can have a certain time for a clear update. So you can move from closure point to closure point to closure point, and this is critical if you're remote. You're not going to bump into them at the hall and catch up with them.
That's right.
You're going to have to set.
And there's something about seeing people face to face. That makes us expect to be held more accountable. I mean, the nature it's human nature to be lazy, to not quite perform. It's a lot of times it's the nature of people. And the more you're like that, the more you'll be held accountable. You'll feel that way if you're face to face. But if you're remote, if you won't see your boss face to face for 6 months or longer maybe. Then if there isn't trust there, and it's got to become heightened. It's got to become more granular, don't you think? More sharp. Trust has to be sharper in these remote situations.
Right.
Then it can't be squishy,
can it? That's right. It has to go from promise to promise to promise to promise. You know, and if it can't be fulfilled, admit that. And why? And what needs to be worked out so that you can, or what needs to be changed so that you can make a more realistic. Promise. These are all critical points, but the key word is closure. So that nobody can. You're right. You can't. People are so busy. It's easy to say, "Well, I'm not going to see him for a while." So, da 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 da.
Right.
Well, now you're not going to see him at all. So you're going to have to do it. And I'll tell you what. It's a joy to do things this way. It may seem like oh, it's another problem. But no. It is a joy.
It makes you feel good when you know you can be trusted. It just does. Especially when other people just hand you stuff and don't worry about it. They don't even say, now don't drop the ball on me here, Jim. They just do it because they know you won't. You know, one of the things, when you talk about closure, my rudimentary way of thinking about that is no surprises.
Yes.
Surprises
yes.
are for birthdays. Surprises erode trust. And that's what I think about when I think about whenever somebody's doing something for me, a customer is doing, I'm doing something for a customer, or a vendor's doing something for me. I don't want any surprises. What do you think?
Yes, that's very good. And you used that line, surprises are for birthdays, in your last article, which is on your website, which I personally thought was, I like all your articles. This one was perfectly timing. The timing was really perfect, really timely at this point. So, yes, that's right. You want to have it be so that you have an expectation that you're going to hear from the person when you're supposed to, that they will be honest about their progress or lack thereof, so that you can problem solve that. And I'll tell you, that frees up your attention. Mm-hmm. The trust is, in a lot of ways, the absence of worry. And so for busy people who are working remotely, it's even more important. Not just for customer satisfaction and repeat businesses and so forth, which is critical and which will happen much more, but if the company is based, the culture is based on trust,
mm-hmm.
and it goes from closure point to closure point, the surprises, the negative surprises will be minimal. The positive surprises will not happen as much, except that you'll just be ecstatic, I'm telling you, because things are getting done.
And to quote Elvis, with regard to your trust, folks, a little less talk, a little more action. Talk about trust less, act on trust more. When we come back after the break, I'm going to get Archie to talk to us about trust as a best practice, how trust can put money in your bank and make your company stronger and simplify your life, because customers will shop around less if they can trust you. Right back with Dr. Archie Chankute after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.